What's up, everybody?
Hey, welcome to the Endless Honeymoon Podcast.
That's Natasha. I'm Moshe. We're a married couple. We dole out advice.
Here's the thing.
Yeah?
I feel like I need to go to couples therapy.
With who?
With you.
Oh, no.
But I think I'm being petty, but it's not petty to me.
Okay, what is it?
Well,
yeah.
Like when I met you,
yeah,
I did not know that you were serious about shopping at Costco. And I'm this just more of like a farmer's market.
You're a farmer's market guy.
Co-op kind of person. Mm-hmm. And like getting a bag of pistachios that's as big as a 25-pound bag of sand and all those like everything you got, like we had to get 3 almond milks and now they're just like shoved in the fridge. Like everything you bought from Costco, I just think it's like, it's such a blight on humanity. It's like no one has room to store this stuff. So now like on our countertop, we just have to have these massive bulk jars and the salsa things. It's disgusting salsa. And they're like as big as like an industrial size can of baked beans that you get when you're poor and they like give you like the nuns when we were little. I remember brought us these, you know, like they do at lunchrooms, like lunchroom style.
The picture, yeah.
Okay. So, and then they give all these people this stuff. It ruins their houses because then all of a sudden their beautiful kitchen has to have like all this like ugly bulk items. Mm. And then here's another thing.
Yeah.
We don't even have chip clips. Everything's stale after the first time you open it. And now you've got all this waste.
Oh yeah.
It's not helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And you spent $350. Anyway, the point is, that's not my lifestyle.
Okay.
I don't like that.
I hear that.
And you do.
I don't like it. I think it's reasonably priced.
You think it's a deal?
Yeah, it's a deal.
No, it's not.
Well, I think it is. But you know what, Natasha? If it bothers you that much, I knew the kind of snob I was marrying when I got here.
I want to go to a co-op. It's not a snob. It's just like a little more small batch hippie mindset,
you're
like
right.
Civilized.
You're
like,
right.
Oh,
you're right. No, it's not snobby to say I'm not uncivilized. I want to go to a co-op. because I don't want to ruin my beautiful kitchen with a bag of pistachios. Natasha,
everything.
You're about to win and you're talking yourself into a defeat.
All right.
You want it?
Yeah, I want my win.
I won't go to Costco anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care. What do I care? You're kind of right about it a little bit. There's too much. It's too much.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's just too much. Those packages are too big. There's a lot of single-use plastic in it.
It's not good.
I'm down to not do it.
Heck yeah.
That's what's up.
That was cheaper than therapy. You just don't want to go to therapy.
No, I'm down to go to therapy too. You know what? Actually, I got this really good therapist. There's a deal, Kirkland Therapy. And it's like our sponsor, BetterHelp. But it's better because you have to you buy 72 to 148 sessions at a time, and you put it in your bag, and they check you as you walk out, and they aren't licensed, but they're just somebody cool to listen to you. Listen, I don't have to go to Costco anymore unless they become a sponsor of this podcast. I'll tell you what they do have a good deal on though.
What?
Surfboards. If you're a beginner level surfer and you don't know where to get a board, just go to Costco and get the Jerry Lopez board for, I think, $99. It's as good as you're going to need for at least 2 years. So
not even one of the cereal boxes you bought could fit into the cabinets after I switched.
It's all good. I don't care.
I switched how big you make the cabinets.
Shit, but I've already let you win.
Our producer is showing us that we should be getting these glass jars to store stuff in.
That sounds good.
But then there's more crap. This stuff is so cheap. You buy it off Amazon. It don't work. Then you got all this plastic, more plastic crap. You still got to store the 25 pounds of cashews or whatever the fuck you got.
Hey, listen.
Put it in the baby's room. You got like salsa in the drawers. I mean, it's just awful.
All right, Natasha.
Terrible way to live.
You win. I won't go there anymore.
I was just in the Walmart
Capital. This is one that you can win.
I know. I'm trying to tell you something else. I was at the Walmart Capital of the World in Arkansas recently shooting a movie. And in their Walmart, it's like the flagship Walmart.
Yeah.
They have a beauty salon.
Yeah.
They have an auto mechanic. Mm-hmm. They have eyeglass. They have like every single thing you could ever want.
What's your point?
It's pitiful.
It's pitiful? Walmart is an excellent corporation.
It is?
No, of course not. No, they're terrible. Everybody's terrible. They're all fucking terrible. But you know what? Costco has some pretty good deal on Philippine mangoes and surfboards. And you know what? You can get a rotisserie chicken there for $5.
It was disgusting. And we actually forgot to throw it away. And now it's spoiled.
I'll tell you what they do have there that's not disgusting.
What?
An apple pie the size of 5 heads. And it was the best apple pie I've ever had. That shit was good.
Okay, I have an idea. How about you go there once a year?
I'm not going to pay a yearly membership to buy one pie. We'll just have to find a friend with a Costco membership and have them buy us a pie. You know what we'll do? We'll stand out in front of the Costco around Thanksgiving time and say, hey, man, can I get a pie? You buy the pie, I'll pay you $6 for it instead of $5. It's a cheap-ass pie.
Humiliating.
Shit was good, too. All right, let's do some secrets.
Hey, guys. I'll keep it anonymous. As I am a long-time listener, first-time caller. Before I tell my secret, I wanted to weigh in on your guys's debacle you guys had the other day going on, which was if couples should have two blankets on their bed. And I have to say that me and my husband, we practice this. We both have our individual blankets for two really important reasons, one being that my husband runs hot, so he's always dripping in fucking sweat, and it angers me. I can't handle it. And two, he farts a lot. I can't smell it anymore. So it's been a while, a really long time, but we have our individual blankets. So I don't know who opted for that, who thought it was a better idea, but that's me weighing in on it. My secret is I absolutely hate my sister-in-law so fucking much. She's a fucking bitch, and I act like I like her. She always confides in me when she's having problems with her husband, which is my brother-in-law. So, sorry, I'm a little high. But, yeah, she always tells me her secrets. And I am so fucking happy when she tells me. It makes me feel better about myself and my life. I feel a little bad that I feel good about her misery, but also I feel so fucking good. But that's my secret. And love you guys.
Sister, I hear you. I too have a sweating, farting partner.
Oh my God.
What, Natasha? I'm talking to her. And we have implemented the two blanket allowance, and it's been good, I think. It's actually been kind of helping things. Certainly smelling better.
I don't fart. I do sweat.
You do sweat farts.
But you also like things. You like the temperature at night to be like 78. It's just too hot. Warmer.
Yeah, because I'm not a sweat farter.
Oh, my God.
We're just different. We're just different. I love you for all you are.
What do you think about hating your in-law?
I mean, shit happens. What can you do? I mean, the challenge with that is they're not going anywhere, and you have to figure out a way to not hate that person. It's so difficult when somebody makes your skin crawl like that. I hate it. Oh, I hate it. I got people in my family I feel that way about. And I just, what can you do? What can you do? You just got to, like, what I do, I just get distance.
Mm.
I don't play the game of like, oh, confide in me. I'll just like be like, oh, sorry, I'm really busy right now.
Right.
But she's also saying she gets this like vicarious pleasure by listening to her woes. Hmm. So
it sounds like the sister kind of thinks they're friends.
She clearly does. And this person's just like clacking her fingernails together going like, tell me more of your problems.
Mm-hmm.
Tough stuff. You can't choose your family, as they say. All right, Natasha, what do you think of another secret?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hi, Natasha and Moshe. I love you guys so much. Here is my secret. So a couple years ago, I was in a rush, heading to my internship in our downtown area, and I was trying to parallel park on like this super narrow street, and it was facing down a hill. I panicked because I couldn't fit and ended up driving away, but in the process of pulling back out of the spot, I totally creamed my front right side of my car. Don't know what happened to the other car because I just straight up drove away, and I don't feel bad about it and would do it again. I've gotten into a few minor accidents, and unfortunately, you know, people have always been there to witness, or the person is in the car. So then I have to be a good person and say something. But without a doubt, if I hit someone again, I would drive away without leaving a note. Thank you. Feels good to get that off my chest. Also, had to say, every time you talk, for some reason, I picture Jean Ralphio from Parks and Rec. Don't know why. I think you look cooler than him, and you're not nearly close to his personality. But just had to say that. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
What character is that? Who plays that?
I don't know. Oh, Ben Schwartz's character? Mm. Sonic the Hedgehog's character? Listen, this is scummy behavior. Don't try and ingratiate yourself.
You never accidentally scratched someone and just kept driving? I definitely did when I was poor.
It's unethical behavior. To scratch someone else's car, it's your fault. You have insurance?
At the time, probably not.
Listen, I've done a lot of unethical things.
I felt bad.
I've done a lot of unethical things.
I wasn't like, I want to do it again.
I mean, but come on. Come on.
Some of that's youth.
You got it. You leave the fucking note. Don't damage other people's property and just drive away. What? Then they have to pay for it. You fuck their thing up. This is SBB right here.
What's that?
Scumbag behavior. You gotta leave the note. That's what I think.
Leave a note.
Leave a note. Leave a note. What would you do?
I told you I have done that.
Now.
I'd leave a note.
Would you? Or are you just saying that because you're on the podcast? You're panicking right now.
No, I'd leave a note, especially these days when there's like, you know, cameras everywhere. Like there was like a teacher at the school down the street got like totally caught on camera.
Well, she
drunk driving.
She murdered someone, right?
Yeah. That's hit and run and murdering. And yeah. Then it's thinking that no one would know.
Don't, like
a preschool teacher.
I remember that. Don't hit and run someone, murder them, and then try to get away with it.
This person did not murder someone, though.
No, our caller did not murder anybody, but she murdered her soul in a small way.
Yeah, man. No more scumbag behavior.
No more SBB, okay? Leave the note next time. All right, next secret.
Hi. My secret is that when I was in high school, one day after school, I was up in my room, and I was masturbating, and I hear downstairs my mom come home and tell my siblings that my grandpa had just died. And so instead of stopping what I was doing and going downstairs to grieve with my family, I finished what I was doing, and then I went downstairs and had to hear from my mom that my grandpa had just died and pretend like I hadn't heard that and pretend that I wasn't just upstairs masturbating. And then upon finding out my grandpa died, finishing before I took the time to grieve. So pretty mortifying. No one knew that up until now, and now everyone knows. Thanks.
See, I wouldn't want to do this because what if you died at that moment and then you died hearing that your grandpa died while you were like ejaculating?
Wow, that is a very specific set of circumstances.
I'm just saying.
Your grandpa dies. You're jerking off. Your grandpa dies. You hear it. And then you keep jerking off, but you die as well. What a tragedy for this family.
You never want to be in a moment where it's like, if I died at this moment, it would be embarrassing.
You know, I think this is okay as long as right before he came, he said, "This one's for you, grandpa." I think then you're absolved morally.
What would you have done?
I probably would have finished up too.
Yeah.
Well, once you're there, you're kind of there. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Put your boner away, go downstairs, cry. It's already bonered, you know? Mm. You got to unboner it, then you can go cry. And like I said, you just say, "This one's for you, grandpa," and then you bust, and then you go downstairs. Maybe look up like some gilf porn in that moment. Grandpa would have liked this lady, kind of a thing.
So when you're a teenage boy in the afternoon and your door shut, you're probably just masturbating.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say I used to be 4 a day.
What?
When I was like 15, 16, I probably was 4 a day.
What?
When I was 15, 16, I was probably like 4 a day.
Really?
Yeah, three,
did,
4.
Did you lock, do you have your own bedroom?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. You locked the door?
I don't remember if I locked the door every time. But
I know you came from a very sex positive house with your grandma like cheering you on.
Till the moment she died. I actually, my grandma died watching me masturbate.
Oh, sure.
It's true. Why are you judging me? I said, don't kink shame.
All right, listen. You're fucked up.
No, you think so? Natasha, I think that's the end of our episode.
Listen, it was so much fun. If you have a secret, give us a call at 213-222-8608.
Or you can email us and be on the podcast, endlesshoneymoonpod@gmail.com. And by the way, be a member of our Patreon. We love it when people are members of our Patreon.
And you can watch all these episodes on YouTube and watch us rolling our eyeballs and watch how hot the guests are. And it's also easy, most easy to access, I think.
Yeah. Listen, Natasha, before we go, I do have a special message for you.
What's that then?
I'm gay for you.
Honey, I love you too. I'm not going to fall for that.